This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
Kristen Glazier is here. Hello.
Hello. Happy day after Valentine's Day.
Did your sweetie do something nice for
you? Oh, my goodness. Always, every day.
And, of course, it's, you know, now into the Lenten season, too. So a lot of giving up this time.
That's
a lot of giving
right.
up things this time
That's
of year.
That's right.
Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, we are counting down now. We just have a little over a month till the Fairhope Celebrates Life event here.
I know.
A lot of buzz about this.
Wow. We had a meeting on Tuesday, and we talked about just, you know, where we were, how things are rolling. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. We have so much support, so many auction items, so many sponsors. The venue's set. The food is set. The decorations are set. It's going to be so great.
Is this a, I'm looking forward to it. Callie and I will be there. We came last year, and I actually try to get the last one at the mill. I was there too.
Yeah.
So try to get to this event whenever we can.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
And show our support. We've found some auction items for you and gathered some things. So that is, but our ticket sales are still available. Are there tickets?
Absolutely. So, you know, we moved venues this year. Last year was beautiful. They were so gracious
at
the Lancaster,
the Lancaster Golf Club.
But boy, we knew at that second that we had outgrown that immediately. So we are now at the Mill Event Center. They have been wonderful. There are still tickets available. So, you know, get them while you can. You can go online. You can go to our website page, fairhopehospice.org.
Mm-hmm.
You just open that up, click on the event, and it'll get you all that you need.
Seems like I basically aim my camera at a QR code.
Yes.
That was super easy.
It opened
the page, and literally it's like, how many tickets you want? And right there.
So one thing that's really important to remember is when you go in, you purchase your tickets, then you want to sign up so that you can bid early and don't have to worry about signing up to bid when you get there. You know, all these auction places have these platforms that you use. So yes, you do have to put your credit card in. Yes, it's secure. It's safe. We've checked all that. We've used this for the past couple of years. Mm-hmm. So you're going to want to go in, put your credit card in, so you have the privilege to start bidding on the Tuesday before the event.
Okay. So the Tuesday before the event, the site will open up.
Yes.
And then will that bidding continue through the night then?
It will. Mm-hmm. So once you arrive at the event on Thursday evening at 5:30, we've obviously have some great food, some heavy hors d'oeuvres, cash bar, some surprises. We've got some great music, MC. But as you walk into the mill that evening, we are going to have those same items that are online.
Right.
You can walk in, take a look at them in person, bid them up all you want. We are also going to have a live auction. So we have some great, great opportunity for some nice packages. Mm-hmm. And then just for those folks to like to do it the old competitive way, we've got a handful of items that you can walk around, put your name on a bid sheet, and bid out your neighbor.
They will be on site only in the old fashioned way with the competitive sniping.
Yep.
Oh, no, I'm going to get more of that.
So anything that you bid on that way, I'm overbidding you.
Oh, stop.
I am.
Now, you can't do that. You're the CEO. You're not allowed.
I think I've got my eyes on some things.
740-654-7077 is the number. Kristen is here. It's Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, the home of the Pickering House, an important distinction, the home of the Pickering House,
right.
A place I do like to visit on occasion. And it's something that does set Fairhope apart and make it something special and unique.
Yeah, I want to talk about something. Is that okay with you?
You do this, do whatever you
this
like.
This is my time.
This is your time.
You know, you're talking about the Pickering House, and people probably wonder and they say, you know, well, what you do there is difficult and, you know, people don't, you know, people, that's not where people maybe want to end up, want to be, but no one really, you know, all of us, as you've said, Mark, all of us are going to leave this world. It's just a matter of, you know, how and when, and we want to make that just a really comfortable, smooth, dignified transition.
There are people that say, I want to die at home.
Right.
I totally get that.
Right.
There are others that do say, you know what? I don't want to leave that as the last memory for my wife or my kids. So I don't want to do that. But, you know, and again, individuals, you know, have the right to make those decisions.
They do. And I tell you all the time, this is the first thing we ask the nurses, the social workers, when we meet with a family, what's most important to you? Oftentimes they tell us, you know, a lot of different things. I want to make sure my family's okay. I don't want to be in pain. I don't want to die at home, or I do want to die at home. That's what we work from, is whatever's the most important to the family. But, you know, I've been thinking about this a lot, and I want our listeners to understand that there are a lot of hospices in this area all around.
You hear different names. I'm like, where'd they come from?
You do. Yeah. And that's okay. You know, competition and everybody needs a choice. All of that's okay.
Choice is great. Yeah,
it is. But what I want people to understand is you need to be specific. So let's say that you know that you want Fair Hope for whatever reason. You need to ask for Fair Hope.
Okay.
The hospitals, the nursing facilities, assisted livings, they're going to give you a choice. You know, it's time for hospice. Here are your choices. You have the right to ask for the hospice that you choose.
You have the right to do your own research, and, and you know, you can call and just ask questions.
Right. You can go to the Medicare, you know, CMS.gov and check out different ratings for hospices. But it's your right to ask for who you want.
In so many things, Kristen, I call it the commoditization of our lives. It's where things become a commodity. You know, it's like, well, I'm going to go to the store and am I going to buy this brand of oatmeal or that brand? You know, they become just things. This is way too special and this is way too important to allow that kind of on paper, well, one's just as good as the other, because that's not the case.
Right. You're absolutely right. And we had someone that we took care of, and, you know, they had a lot of questions, and they had called me just to say, I get a lot of calls, and that's great. I love that people call me to ask me. And they said,
that's because they trust you.
Well, I hope, and I'm thankful for that. You know, they said, what's the difference? This hospice gave us this incredible binder book of all of these things that they're going to do. But when we called your hospice, they talked to us and they told us, and you said, this is what we're going to do for you. You know, this is how all hospices have the same regulations, but this is what Fair Hope's going to do. And then we gave them the information that they needed, you know.
You didn't throw it all at them in one shot and say, here's everything you need to know.
Yeah, I mean, you have to talk through it and
First of all, most people are overwhelmed at that point anyway.
They're only going to hear a little bit.
Right. If you call the number, 740-654-7077, a real live human being is going to answer that call.
Absolutely, every time. You know, when you make that call, you don't have to, you know, have all the answers. You don't have to know the differences between palliative and hospice. You need to make that call and let our experts in intake take it from there and guide you.
Do they have to wait till 8 a.m. to call?
No. You know, we have someone on call, nurses on call, 24/7.
So, you know, you've been up all night and you're fretting a decision. You can call.
Absolutely. You're going to call and you're going to get somebody who will then connect you to our nurse. And that nurse can kind of talk you through whatever it is happening. We can get somebody out first thing in the morning. We can, you know, get a hold of the doctor. All those things we can take care of for you.
One of the things that we do want to stress, though, is the fact that you don't want to wait too long.
No.
And this is important, too, that you know that you can call even if you're just asking a question.
Yeah, right.
But don't wait till it's too late.
I just cannot stress that. I cannot stress that enough. Woo, thanks.
There you
see
go.
How important it is to me? I'm having trouble even saying it.
You see how important coffee is in the morning, too?
That's right. You know, hospice care is about end-of-life care, but it's about quality of life. And oftentimes, we have patients on service for 6 months, 7 months, and that's that's because we get them to us in enough time that we can get them comfortable. They have good quality of life.
Right.
It helps the family heal. You know, we're with them every step of the way.
Right. I don't know. And again, we just lost Toby Keith. And I'm still reeling over this one because he's just one of my favorites. And, you know, he lived life right to the end and was doing concerts a month and a half ago. And, you know, he went out his way. And I am surrounded by family and friends, and I just hope he got good hospice care wherever he was.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know any of the details, but I do know that, you know, he faced end of life, and he knew he knew what he was doing.
And, it's funny that you say that, because just because he was out, you know, he's famous and he's one of the best. Just because he was out doing concerts and working doesn't mean you can't be on hospice.
Right.
You know, he did everything he needed to do and work, but then at the end of the day, maybe he's having a symptom that he can't manage.
Yeah,
maybe he's struggling with something spiritually or psychologically, emotionally.
Yeah.
So there's no reason that hospice can't be a part of your life as you continue to live it.
Right. Yeah, one of the there's so many great stories like that, and we just don't have time We could tell stories all day long.
Let's do that 1 week. Just some good old story time.
Right. You know, there's exactly. Story time. I like it. We'll go down to the library and do that. We'll do story time at the library. All right. Kristen, again, the Celebrate Life event, the date and all of the...
March 21st, 5:30 to 8:30, but sign up early and you can start bidding on the Tuesday before that.
All right. And you just go to fairhopehospice.org or you can hit the Facebook page
Absolutely.
As well. And that's Fair Hope Hospice, home of the Pickering House.
Yes.
All right. See you next week.
Hey, thanks.